Hello everyone, welcome to episode 2 of Random Tales with me, Ian Todd. It's at IanTodd82 on Twitter. Thanks very much for the retweets and whatnot. One of the years when I was at the comprehensive school, we had an end of year party at the local leisure centre. And so we're there and people were swimming, but generally it was more kind of like, you know, that I'd put some tunes of the day. It'll be like Snap and that would be on. So word got out that there was a bit of banging on the windows and all that. People said, oh, by the way, the other schools have come. They've heard that we've had a party. They didn't want to come. They just wanted to cause bother, you know. And so they were banging on the windows and people were saying, seriously, I wouldn't bother. You know, if your dad's come to pick you up, I would, obviously we didn't have mobiles at that point, so I wouldn't bother, you know, trying to go outside because you will get killed, you know. It's like Dawn of the Dead, you know, we're waiting, we were thinking, oh, the zombies were banging on the windows. Come like 10 o'clock or whatever, when the end, just walked out as normal, not a bother, you know. So I don't know if it was some sort of elaborate hoax, some teachers banging on the walls and the windows and whatnot, but either way, I was expecting zombies and there was nothing. But I like that sort of thing when people, you know, mystical bollocks, basically. There's a guy at the school who worked at abattoir before school. Yeah, get that in your head straight away. And I don't know if you remember, but they had these Tippexes that were, they changed them, said a normal Tippex, they had a spin-off Tippex, and it was like a strip. And it wasn't working when I got mine. And he was always the one who was always trying to like help people with stuff, like technical stuff. So he would always grab stuff and go, I'll help you. So one day, the Tippex, I was going, oh, it's not working. So he tried to help. Oh, bloody hell. Bloody hands, bloody nails and everything. It was manky. It got chucked away straight away. He was a bit of a scruffy man. I don't think he ever washed his hands afterwards, you know. But there was also a haunted toilet at the school as well that everyone go, oh, you don't want to go in there, you know, and you had to have a key and stuff like that for it. And it was just haunted. And every time the football went anywhere near that door, people would just run and grab the ball and run away, you know, because it was a haunted toilet. It then got knocked down, so I don't know if it was genuinely haunted or if it's still haunted, you know. I don't know what happens in a haunted toilet. Phantom ways, you know. Not all the time, but random times people would actually say, oh, someone's going to have a fight with you, or I proclaim I would like to have a fight with you. And one day this guy, word got out that he wanted to fight me. So I went, oh, okay, I don't really want to fight, but, you know, and it was the last class before, and people were going, oh, you know, they're going to have a fight. So basically, after school, he was waiting there going, right, I'm going to fight you. So people gathered around and all that. In the end, he walked all the way backwards and walked us home. So it was, you know, I was quid in, you know, didn't have to fight, but got walked home. So it was very kind, you know. I don't know if you know this place, but there's a place in Yorkshire called Eden Camp. It's kind of like a recreation of World War II stuff and all that. And I went out with a girl, and she actually went to the same place, and she actually bought the smell of the Blitz, same as me. That's weird in itself that we then met up, but what's also weird is the fact that they're actually selling the smell of the Blitz and they think it's going to be a hit. You know, what else are you going to, you know, the smell of what, you know, smell of tube stations at night, do you know what I mean, when people are there. It's a very odd thing. But it was better than the year before because it went to a sewage works, so it was a step up, you know. In the middle of drama, I don't know, there's no explanation for this, would be like, you know, acting out something, blah blah, and this lad who was probably about 30 would walk in and he would stop playing on the piano and then he would just walk off with no explanation, and no one ever mentioned who he was. It was very mystical. I don't know if it sounds a bit Twin Peaks. I don't know if he actually existed. I think he did, you know, because when you're at that sort of age, you go to we went to a place called Lightwater Valley, which is in, I think it's North Yorkshire, and you always have people like pretending they're drunk and stuff like that on the coach on the way there and all that. And when you went on the ship, you just see the people have been sick, and it's just going up and down and up and down. It's horrible, you know. There's always like people that probably drank like a capful of booze and then straight away they're sick, you know. Interesting days, you know. I heard recently, just a random thought, recently, a friend of mine got back in the dating game, And on the first date, he got us some Anne Summers stuff. And for the second date, he said, "Do you want to go to Beamish, which is a place that's kind of like a Victorian theme park, so to speak, in I think it's in Durham Way." He said, "I've got a year ticket, run out soon. Do you fancy going?" You know, and then he said, "Oh, do you fancy going to Windmill instead?" You know, the guy was a Casanova. It didn't last very long, needless to say. You know, I always remember when we did the Edinburgh Festival with my comedy group Straightjacket. We went to this local town centre where we're staying, and there was a guy with a ghetto blaster blasting out the best of Erasure, just dancing around. You know, that's what this podcast is about, is random thoughts and random stuff happening, and that fits in perfectly. You know, there's never any explanation, no one had to say why he was there, it just was brilliant. You know, I once went to one of them networking events, you know, and they had name tags on, of course, as well. And we're wondering about the room and all that, and this guy was just looking really forlorn and miserable and all that. And then he's like got up and he changed his jacket, and what he had was a reversible jacket. Oh, it was like honey to the bee. The women were around him, the men were around him. Just reversible jacket had power. I don't know what was going on. And then I went from the networking event still with the name tag on. Oh, I was having people going, "Oh, Ian, how's it going on the metro and all that?" It was a nightmare. I was like, tramps were chatting with and everything. It was a lesson. It was a lesson in life. I don't know if you remember, but when we used to go swimming, you used to have them floats, you know, when you first started and all that. But there was always bite marks, wasn't there? I don't know what that was about. That was creepy. That was someone who just couldn't wait to have a tracker and had to have a bite, you know. It was actually got my school. You know, the water, the really horrible manky water you has to walk through. So he walked through there and everyone was like, "Oh, well done for walking through there, you know, keep your manky feet and all that." So he's just about to get in the pool and everyone went, "Oh," and he went, "No, I've got my Veruca socks on, it's fine." Problem was, he had two Veruca socks on. Oh, that's just double mank, isn't it? You know, it's horrible. And then realised something else, and everyone was like getting away from him. I mean, it wasn't that big a pool either. Realised he had no pants on. Oh, people were shouting, "You got no pants on, man. No pants." And yeah, I don't know what he's up to now. He might be like a porn star or something. Who knows? Thanks so much, very much for listening. It's at Ian Todd 82 on Twitter. See you later.